John 1, chapter 1 to 3, this was why I go to church. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Okay, about me and this church. Well, first of all, this world is a fancy place, and it's a complicated place. It's for doing and being, and it's a busy place, and I have always loved Sundays and the church. It's a place where we are led to look at the spiritual in life. When I was little, Sunday mornings were, yes, even exciting, we could say, because shoes were signed, nice dresses were put on, and so on. And even if I didn't really listen to the sermons then, it was a good time, and ever since then, going to church has been something special. It was the Sabbath. I was brought up in several churches, but this church I've gone to the longest. I went to a United Church Sunday school for many years when I was a schoolgirl, and then my cousin took me to a Pentecostal Sunday school in the year when we lived in Niagara Falls. I also attended an Anglican church for a while when I lived in Winnipeg, and I've also frequented Catholic services, but I would always find myself back in a Mennonite church. Our job on earth is to be co-workers with God and look after creation, this wonderful place where we live. God is at the heart of all that moves us, and it is here in church that we learn this. A place where worth and shortcomings are not measured. It's a place where we are invited to leave material things behind and to think about why we are here. Here in this church, I feel at home. And in this church community, this is a place of spiritual renewal, the hymns, the prayers, the sermons, and meditations. A place where we can discuss Jesus, this human and yet God, who is such a great example to follow. And I like the size of this church. I like this sharing space with the community center, a church where everyone is accepted, or at least we try. My children, when they were born, were blessed here. They went to Sunday school here, and at least one was baptized here, my son Anatole. Since I'm old, dying has become... Sorry, I couldn't change this text. I was supposed to do middle age, but I'm old, so... Since I'm old, dying has become more of an interesting subject to discuss and to read about, and I have to say it's quite intriguing. You might do it some year too. We know that everything that lives will die, so I know that life progresses as it is intended to. Anyway, this small church has meant a lot to me. Imagine having found a Mennonite church here close to where I live, here in Montreal. It's almost like a miracle. And I found this. We found this church because my then partner and I were looking for someone to marry us. This was 40 years ago, and we had just moved here. And one day he happened to walk by on Duluth Street and saw this small sign saying Mennonite Church. He walked inside and found Harold Reeser to marry us. And I think many of you still know Harold Reeser, right? Okay. We started to go to Sunday services, and the people were so nice that we just had to keep on going. So that's...